Rebspiel halten.
Subject is, how long do we have to wait, or do we have to wait after eating hard cheese to eat Fleischigs? But before we get to that, we'll just give a very quick background of the basic halachos of where we get to that the meaning of waiting between busa and chulav bichlal. The Gemara says in Chilin on daf kifhei, Rav Asi says in the Gemara over there that you have to wait between fleishiks and milchiks misida l'sida, from one sida, from one meal to the next meal. That's what the Gemara says. Shala is machleikus, how long is that called from one meal to the next? Tosis learns that one meal to the next means literally as soon as you bench, you can eat fleishiks, you can have your gishmak, a fleishik, a steak, you bench, and straight away afterwards you have to wash your mouth out, you have to bikini echaducha, and you're allowed to drink your coffee, which I'm sure some people will be grateful for. Not just coffee, but you can have your milchik ice cream. You can have lots of different things, you can have straight away your milchiks. Yeah, you can have hard cheese also, according to that day. But there is a machlekes, yeah, and the other Rishonim hold, and the Rosh says clearly that sida l'sida means you have to wait the normal time, which is between one meal and the next. The normal space of time between one meal and the next is 6 hours. Therefore, and the Rambam paskens also like the Rosh, and therefore the Mechab and Shechnu Ruch paskens like the Rambam and the Rosh. Some interesting note that the Mechab says Nakduma to Beis Yosef, how does he pasken? What's his rule in he paskens? He looks at three Rishonim only. Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. He looks at what those three say. If all three say one thing, even if everybody else argues, he doesn't go like them. He passes like those three. If two out of the three say one thing, he goes after Rav. If there's only two of the Rishonim who speak about that Inyan, and they each say differing opinions, so there's only one against one, so then he looks what the Rashba says also in his Mitzarefet. Since it's not, it says Nakduma, you go through Shechanurich, you can see there's always Hashtaitzach, every Yotzman a Klaus, and it's always curious why the Mechabah changed whatever, but not always is the obvious the reason why the Mechabah didn't go according to his rule. But here we have the Rambam and the Rosh, clearly that it's 6 hours, and therefore the Mechabah passes the Aluch, you have to wait 6 hours.
So, 6 hours, or
in the 6 hours? That's a separate Machlokes, if it's six, or in the six, because the whole Makor of the Gemurah is from Sida to Sida, means from one meal to the next, so therefore, Rambam says, Kashay Shuas. Like 6 hours. Therefore, some people want to say it doesn't mean exactly six, it means, yeah. But what is the time you have to wait 6 hours? The time is either because it's also machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi says because it's moishich tam, because when somebody swallows something, as you can sometimes, when a person can feel, the food comes slightly back up to 6 hours after you finish your fleishig meal, you'll still come up a time of fleishigs from inside, from a person's stomach. So therefore, it means the fleishigs are still there, therefore you can't eat milchiks. And the Rambam says a different reason. He says there's a pusik who says it's busa bein ashinayim by the slav, and it says oidat busa bein ashinayim, is you see that meat which gets stuck between your teeth has got a din of meat, and therefore we're scared that the pieces of meat which get stuck between your teeth are going to be still between your teeth when you're going to eat the milchiks. What's the hetz of 6 hours, Ebezoi? After 6 hours you take on that the piece of meat has deteriorated and got inferior and it's become rotten through the saliva and all the other juices in the mouth, so therefore it's not called meat anymore. It might still be there, but it's not called meat. Those are the basic shittas and reasons of what between waiting after fleishiks to milchiks. Be'etzem, where do we ever see that there's an inyan to wait after milchiks to fleishiks? And the Gemara is not mentioned any inyan to wait after milchiks to fleishiks, after any type of milchiks. Not milk, not soft cheese, not hard cheese. There's no makor in the Gemara to wait at all after from milchiks to fleishiks, only the other way around, only from fleishiks to milchiks. So the Mechaber in Siman Pei Tes brings down Sif Aleph, he talks about waiting from fleishiks to milchiks, and the Sif Beis, he says from milchiks to fleishiks. And the Gun brings down what is the Mekor. It's interesting, the Beis, he also brings down a very interesting Zoya Kudush. The Zoya Kudush says that somebody who eats, it's one of the few times that the Beis also brings down the Zoya Kudush, it's not a very common Mekor. But he brings down the Shtikl Zohar Kodesh and read out Be'erich the Lushan, so I don't make any mistakes. It's a very, very interesting Lushan. Ashkechon, we find, the Cholman the Ochil, Hai Mechle Kechada, anybody who eats this food, is going on Busa B'chulav, anybody who eats meat and milk together, Mamish together, Oy B'Shat Kechada in one time, in 1 hour, in one period of time, Oy B'Sidus Kechada in one meal together, Arbuen Yoimen Ischazia Gadia Mekalsa B'Klipoy. the person's face has a type of a tzira on himself of a goat. Interesting, of a goat. Legabi in and le'ela, legabi the people who Hecher mentioned, the ones who knows these types of things, and you can see the form of a goat on somebody's face who eats bus and chulef together in one meal or together. And Nebuchadnezzar comes a riach ruah, a riach timah, and his mamshach hazak kudish is not such kishmak as achim. He brings hazak kudish, brings the goon on the shulchan durich, the mekoyer to wait after milchiks to fleishiks, is built on that hazak kudish. There's a minig amongst many people to wait half an hour after they eat milchiks, even after they drink milchiks, after they eat some type of milchiks, till they eat fleishiks. It's a minig some people have, some people don't. Some people don't know if they have it. I think a lot of us fall into the third category. We don't know if we do have the minig, we don't have the minig. But there's two hazak inyan, people wait half an hour. Where does it come from? It comes from this Zohar Kudosh. Because Zohar Kudosh is talking about eating fleishiks and milchiks together, and he doesn't say in which order it has to be. It doesn't make a difference. Pashtus, Zohar Kudosh, in which order. It says, the goon from this Zohar Kudosh we take on, this is the Makor of the Haluch and Shulchan Aruch, a person has to be careful, even after he eats milchiks, not to eat fleishiks straight away. Even though Zohar Kudosh says Shata Chuda, which literally means 1 hour, but we find very often, Shata, we feel Afilo Shoh Echos, we say Nashiyotza, Afilo Shoh Echos doesn't mean an hour, because we won't survive 2 seconds also not. It means a period of time. So we find sometimes, Sumach le something is called a half an hour, Achor, that's the Makor for the half an hour that people are making. The Nemu carries on. Nemu brings down Yesh Oimrim that you should wait after hard cheese, exactly the same as after you wait after fleishiks. Therefore, we would have a chiyuv that we're not going to go into whether the Nemu holds you have to wait 6 hours or not. It's a separate shmiz. But let's say we wait 6 hours, which is a rov minigo oilam. We take away 6 hours. The Mechaba holds you have to. The Nemu is a machleik. It's exactly what brings dais. The minigo oilam is that we wait 6 hours. Most people, for shleitzer people have their minig, but most people wait 6 hours. For those people who wait 6 hours, they'll have to wait after hard cheese, also 6 hours. That's what the Rambam brings down. Yeshayim. Abba, he says, a lot of people are meikel on it. Ve'ein moichin. It's a very vichtig rule. Don't be moichel. I mean, somebody who's meikel, you can't say anything to him. Don't turn around to him. What are you doing over here? Just ate hard cheese, eating flat. No. The Rambam says, ein moichin. He finishes off with toiv lahachme. It's good to be machme. Some which person is good. He's doing something good if he's machme on this inyan after hard cheese, not to eat flesh. That is the lushan of the Rambam. We all know that we've taken on this Tov L'Hachman. Everybody knows that after hard cheese, you've got to wait 6 hours. But the big question is, what is hard cheese? That is the crunch. But after hard cheese, we all know you've got to wait 6 hours. So before we go into everyone's opinion of what, when and how, and all the different types and brands, let's go down first to the crunch of the Maaseh. What is the Nekida Sadvurim? We spoke out just now that there's a Machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. What is the reason you have to wait after fleishiks 6 hours? The Rambam says you have to wait after fleishiks because the pieces of meat are stuck between your teeth. Rashi says because the tam abusa, the tam person eats a piece of meat, carries on inside of him. It's still there for 6 hours. Says the Taz, on this shtikl remu, that you have to wait after hard cheese, says the Taz, hard doesn't come into the question over here. That's not what we're talking about. That's not the subject. What does it make a difference if it's hard or if it's soft? The whole chiddush that the Rambam said, that a piece of meat stuck between your teeth stays there for 6 hours, it's still cold meat, it's based on a pusik. But when you put something in your mouth and you take it out a few minutes later, you take it out 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, it's nothing. You'd spit it out after a couple of minutes and put it in the garbage, you wouldn't call it food anymore. This chiddush, that something stuck between your teeth, should still be considered the same food as a chiddush the Torah tells you, legabi the word busa. Meat stuck between your teeth, if it stays there up to 6 hours, it's going to be considered fleish. Anything else, doesn't say any period of time, but it's a geitzach. After a short amount of time, it won't be considered anymore that type of a food. Yeah, 1 second. So according to Rashi, the vat isn't between getting between your teeth, so therefore it could be by cheese. Let's go. So the Taz says, the time of the Rambam doesn't exist by cheese. Doesn't exist. Doesn't say anywhere in the Pusa, Givino Ben Ashinai. Therefore Rambam's out. Therefore, the inyan is not if it's hard or not. If it's hard, it can get stuck between your teeth and get stay there. But if the vat is like Rashi, that it's got a special time, it's got a time which can keep on going. Okay, I can understand, says the Taz. Something with cheese, which has got a very special taste, it's got an extreme charifus to it, it's got an extreme sharpness to it. It was manufactured in a type of way that came up with an extreme sharpness. Or it's a real good mature cheese. What's called a mature cheese? Don't they really think the Haimish Olam are used to a proper cheese? But if you go to the cheese factories, it's a very, very expensive item. You can go to the boutique stores and you can pick yourself up cheeses which will set you back a few pounds. What do they do? They set the cheese there, they age it and age it and age it, till it starts getting moldy. And then you would throw it in the bin. I would also. What they do, they cut the mold off, they pretend it didn't exist, and they sell you the rest. Right? They wait till it matures so much that it becomes moldy. And we know we've got something in the fridge that goes moldy, it goes in the bin. They cut it off, they charge another £100 and they sell it off. Right? Says the Taz, something that goes so moldy that it becomes wormy, that the cheese itself develops into worms, such a gefeste, geschmacker cheese, which is that real top of the range cheese, that is the type of cheese that you've got to wait 6 months, 6 hours for. But anything less than that, anything less than a cheese which has turned into worms, you do not have to wait 6 hours for. This is the Taz clue. We'll soon go into a time why you have to wait according to the Taz 6 hours. Not to say now, Prim Gudim is Masber, it's a very interesting halacha, in Hilchos Tiluim, we know that we're busy non-stop, check before you eat, nuts, mass, whatever it is, we're busy checking for worms all day. If you find one, chas v'shulam. But there are worms you're allowed to eat. Not all worms are usa. Depends where they come from. If your cheese turns into worms, so you've got a nice geshmaka slab of cheese in front of you, and you jump out back into it, and a little worm creaks out, you know, one of those holes. They're not made from the worms, the holes, yeah? That comes from gases released inside. But a little worm peeks out its head and starts crawling over the top of the cheese. It's mitzvah to eat. It became from the cheese itself. It's mitzvah to eat b'emes al pi halacha, even if it goes and crawls down the table. Even if it goes down the road. But there's a gezeira d'rabbanan, because a person's going to see somebody else eating a worm. Who? Allowed to eat worms? Oh, I don't know. Marasai. So therefore, as long as it's on the cheese, or even on the plate where the cheese is on, you're still allowed to eat it. So you can take one of those sushi chumla, what they call the chopsticks, and pick it up, the worm, and probably have to make a geshmaka shahakul beforehand, yeah? It's kosher, yeah? It's not a... Why not? It's a worm. It's definitely not haduma. It's not hoit, it's not a gufen. So it must be shahakul. But if it goes off your plate and it crawls down the table, you're not allowed to eat it. Shala of a barrier, right? Good shala. Listen to what the Prima Gudim says. The Taz says you got to wait 6 hours after the cheese. Where did you get that from? So the Prima Gudim is, the Taz is telling you, what is the texture of a worm? Sorry if I make anyone squeamish. It's flesh. It's meat. It's milchig meat. That worm has got a din of milchigs through and through and through. It's a piece of cheese. But it's got the same texture as a piece of meat. If you eat such a worm, you've eaten milchig meat. You eat milchig meat, you've got to wait 6 hours because the same moishich tam. Because the cheese goes moldy and it becomes created from itself. Any fruit you leave and it starts to rot, it will create from itself, it will turn into worms. Nebuchadnezzar, all going to be there. Sofa udam shtai marba busa marba rima. Yeah, that's what it says. Why? Our meat is going to turn into maggots. That's what it is. So therefore, if somebody takes one of these little worms crawling down, not the table, because once it gets on the table, it's Maris iron, but he catches it before it gets onto the table. Yeah, it's still on the cheese on its plate. He eats one, says the Taz, you got to wait 6 hours. Anything less than that, if you didn't swallow that worm, you'd have to wait 6 hours. Late in your nani, going to the Taz, there isn't a cheese sold on the Yiddish market, as far as I know, and even if there would be, nobody would eat it, that you have to wait 6 hours for. But the Shach comes along and says, no, he does hold of his reason of Busa ben Ashinayim by cheese also. So therefore, you do have to wait. If it's hard cheese, you have to wait. And what is called hard? Cheese that has aged for 6 months. Clear? Cheese that has aged for 6 months becomes hard. There is a lot of machlokes of the poskim, how to get to take poskim. A lot of them want to be machmir. The Revolts and Sharp and Chivas, that's I think a Chivas Mechas Yitzchok, and Mezut Mechas Repadlet as Lego Paskim, that all hard cheeses, which we call nowadays all our yellow cheeses, we have to wait 6 hours for. Because, there's a couple of reasons said. One reason said, because nowadays the chemical processes, we manage to age a cheese quicker than 6 months, the same which used to be in 6 months. Or a gezeira, a suffolk, you're not going to know which cheese it is. Has this cheese been 6 months or not been 6 months? So therefore we mark on all the cheeses. But, if you think about it, it's a very big chimera. Now, such image by Rakim Ashten in Eretz Yisrael, we came up with this sigya of hard cheese. He said, he has it in a sefer, in Imri Yankov, he has a sefer Imri Yankov, Hilchas Melamdim, at the back he has this whole shtick, he writes it also. He has to push the kasha. You can't turn around and say hard and soft is toiler of the texture of how hard the thing is. Take a slice of cheese, soft cheese, American processed cheese, which if anybody can dream that's called hard. And you put that, you leave it outside, out the fridge, open, no plastic bag over it, for a couple of days, it'll become a piece of rock. It'll be rock. It'll be a piece of hard rubber rock. Yeah? Why? Because it's lost its whole moisture. And loses its whole moisture. It becomes dried out. It becomes hard. If it becomes hard, oh, that's Kavina Kush all of a sudden. Take a saw and cut it. Take a pair of scissors. You'll have to work to cut it. All of a sudden, that becomes Kavina Kush. Obviously, it's definitely not. So therefore, what's the agdur of hard and soft? It's definitely not just the physicalities of the piece of cheese. Do you feel it's hard or not? It's got to do with an aging process of the aging of the cheese, creating it a special flavor and a depth of the flavor to it, and it gives it its special characterism that this will create a cheese which can be moishik tam, it can last. He says the whole thing in the removal of Be'emes for Be'apamai is only a toiv lahachma, we said. Be'emes, ein moichim. Somebody doesn't want to be machme, it doesn't have to be. Abi ikadin. We're all machme, because we're all in the toiv lahachma, we've all accepted upon ourselves this toiv lahachma, that became minhag Yisroel. But it's a toiv lahachma. On a toiv lahachma, you're going to be machme and say that you don't know which cheese it is, therefore I've got to be machme. It's not even a sufik de rabunan. It's a sufik chimer de rabunan. So therefore, if you know definitely 6 months, you have to wait. If it's anything less than 6 months, you don't have to wait. He told me personally, I went to Rav Ozna, I discussed it with him, and it's a chamaskim gewein. Even though inshallah she was like nishtazoi, but therefore this whole inning of 6 months. Be'emes is, if people have minhag Medina, which I've heard somebody's gone and told me, that the minhag Medina in England is, you have to wait 6 hours on all cheeses. Where's the minhag come from? Since we're part of Paschim like that, in the Minchas Yitzchok has a chivah like that, so therefore that's the minhag in England. I don't know, I asked around the last couple of days quite a number of people, if they were growing up here in Manchester or in London, if they ever heard that they have to wait after all cheeses 6 hours. If they ever served supper and they were told that they have to have pizza for supper, or for lunch, they have to wait 6 hours. Most people tell me that they weren't brought up like that. So, it is. And even if it was, I don't know if that's still again nowadays to say it's a minhag Medina that every cheese one has to wait for. Somebody knows personally they have a minhag Shpucha like that they wait for all cheese. Adirabba, don't change. Huh? A lot of people aren't machmen it's rules or not. Unless it's a proper cheese. But you have to know which cheese it is. So Be'emes is, Rakhmai wants to go Gula Killer, that if you don't know which cheese it is, if you have Sufik 6 months and not 6 months, Mitzalach Atchila. Even Moshe Shul Klein, who's the other Talmud, Ike Talmud of Rav Ozna, he writes in his notes in the Beisiru over there, he writes, when he wants to say something, he says what the Aluch is. He writes, Das Moir V'Rebi, that you have to wait 6 hours after all cheese. Jaredi Zukmach has loved Afka that he agrees to it totally. That's Moiv Rebbe, you have to wait 6 hours after all cheeses. But if it was Mis'irav B'tavshil, if you'd mixed it into another food, you don't have to wait. It's gone and added on a little bit of a killer to it, that if you mixed it in, I don't believe pizza would be called mixed in, because pizza is a layer of cheese and then you're eating something underneath it. But if you put it inside a knish, you put it inside some type of a food or some type of a recipe, then you also say you don't have to wait.
Even if it's 6 months?
No. Well, regular, sorry. A regular cheese. I've had a 6 month cheese. We take on aluha not like the taz, we take on aluha like the shach, that we wait for. The shalah is on all cheeses, which is 99% of cheeses, which aren't 6 months, do we have to wait for them? Is this chimra or not chimra? Oh, again, some people turn around and say, the vat is because it's hard. So if you melt it, it's not hard. Therefore the Arabunim will tell you that if it's mitzi is hard, you have to wait. If it's been melted, you don't have to wait. But again, it depends what the swura is. So, lav dafka, that's a tam. If the vat is moishik tam and it's worked out, I'm not sure if it's 6 months or not, I won't help you if it's been melted or not. Chevington, I asked somebody to find out for me, the cheeses which most of us are using here in England, they have the green, the blue, and the orange, and whatever it is. Every single one of them is between 2 and 4 months, aged between 2 and 4 months, before they get sold to the stores. The only one cheese which they have which is aged more than 6 months is the mature cheddar. You look at it, it's a black label. Mature cheddar is aged for 8 months. That is the only cheese which is definitely a 6 month cheese which you get. I hope that the store gets something which is aged between 2 or 4 months and it's cheese that has an expiry date on. They're getting rid of it as quick as they can, right? It's not on the shelf very long. They're not buying quantities like this and getting rid of it. They're getting rid of it. We can assume, I think, if you buy any cheese in the supermarket, that it's not been sitting there for 2 months before they've sold it on to you and therefore it's ready up to 6 months. I don't know. I don't know, why not? I have no idea what they do to it. I think they just take the block and cut it up into pieces and they give it to you. I don't think they do anything more to it when they do it. They take a big chunk, which means lying in some cellar. I wonder if there's any mold in those cheeses, but...
But there's a certified date, not more than 2 months.
No, it's longer. I think cheese is quite long. I think it's quite a strict tie on it. Yeah, 20 past. Okay, Aish Lahilfen, everyone should do their minig on Medina. It was all just as suggestions, because everybody has their minig. But you see, it's nisha zah push the zah one has a chiv to wait.